Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we've got Emory Hunt coming up from Football Game Plan coming up at 40 past the hour. But we got the good, the bad, and the dumb now. And we have reached the end of the week, but it's an important end of the week because we're heading into the 4th of July weekend. How fun is that? So let's feel good as we get ready to have a good holiday weekend. What's the good of the day, my friend?
You remember earlier this week where we were talking about MTV being dead?
Yeah.
No, here's another sign that MTV is being dead. Beavis and Butthead are getting a reboot, not to be shown on MTV, but on Comedy Central.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, when you say reboot, is it like same cartoon?
It's going to be. It's the same cartoon. Mike Judge, who created the original one, is creating this one. He will still voice both of the characters. It just won't. It's not going to be rehashing them watching video. I mean, they'll still be doing that from time to time. But what he said is that he's trying to blend the Gen X parents who grew up watching the show with the Gen Z kids of today.
Because that was one of the appeals of it was kind of a Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of aspect to it. They would have a video and they would make fun of it, and it was kind of hilarious. And then they'd have their own little adventures, but that was kind of the staple of the show.
Yeah, it'll still follow that same type of pattern, but it's not going to be just music videos from the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, right.
It'll be that or be pop culture events. So look forward to them like making fun of the Kardashians.
Now, I really don't know any of this, but music groups still make videos, right?
Yes, they do.
They still
go
like
straight to YouTube.
They go straight to YouTube. Like I've seen, like Lady Gaga do some stuff and whatnot. But is that a staple? Like if you have a hit, you have to have a video to it.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah,
you still do.
No, there's. I mean,
you still do.
You can go on YouTube and you can.
MTV just doesn't find any value in really having shows based on that because kids just aren't going
there. Well, let's be real. MTV just has no value in music.
Right, that's true. That's good.
Music is not an emphasis for them any longer, which is bizarre.
You can't blame them. I mean, it's very similar to radio. I mean, like music radio, because, again, I still listen to music radio in my car, but when my kids want to hear a song, they go right to their phone to hear it. They don't need to wait for the local DJ to play that hit again, like we grew up doing, right?
Yeah,
like they just got it instantly. I mean, they didn't so same thing with a video. Like if Taylor Swift makes a video that's funny, cute, awesome, whatever it is, they don't need to wait for MTV to air it, like we did when we wanted to see like Thriller or something. You know, just like, well, when is MTV going to play it? You know, like then now they just call it up on their phone. So in a way, the business model. Kind of lost. They lost the business model.
Yeah,
and they have to come up with something else.
I mean, it's almost like they wanted. If they're trying to be like just a reality TV channel.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I mean, that's most of their shows now are just reality TV. I mean,
yeah.
they have a few scripted shows, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, MTV as we know it is dead.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, we
no more Martha Quinn.
No, remember, we used to be able to pop on. I mean, it was a radio show with videos.
Yeah.
Or a radio channel with videos.
Again, most of their VJs were former DJs.
Yeah.
Right? Where they were in the music industry.
Yeah, all in New York.
Right. Remember the guy with the big hair, Adam Curry?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, the guy with the big
hair. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're talking about the blonde guy, yeah.
Yeah, big blonde hair. Looked like a lion's mane.
Yeah, who was that? Who was I thinking about? Yeah, no, I know.
There was Mark Goodman. Was Martha Quinn.
Was there a Peter?
Oh, Peter. Yeah, maybe it might be.
Guy had like a small little gap in his tooth. I always thought he was like the most intelligent radio guy.
And remember, there was Kurt Loder.
Kurt Loder.
Remember
from
Rolling Stone magazine, and he gave you the news. And then there was Tabitha Soren, who I just loved.
Yeah.
You know,
I was always a Martha Quinn fan.
Martha Quinn, exactly. Yeah. Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah, she got a little annoying though.
She did,
but she was the one who outed Milli Vanilli.
She did.
So got to give her credit.
She gave her credit. Credit was that. Yeah. But
Beavis and Butthead making a triumphant comeback.
That's good.
I hope it's
funny because he's funny. Mike Judge has got some funny stuff.
Yeah. Oh man, he made one of the greatest movies ever.
Office Space is one of the greatest movies ever. Absolutely hilarious.
It's dry. It's as dry could be, but my God, I mean, there are some funny, funny scenes in that movie.
When he's talking to Jennifer Aniston, he plays the restaurant manager that Jennifer Aniston works at. when he's talking about flair,
flair,
and they can't come to an agreement on how much
how many pieces of
it's. For those of you who grew up, if you ever worked in the restaurant industry, it's such a typical conversation you've ever had. Like, I remember having those conversations when I was like 22 with a manager. Like, so what you're saying is I should show up 5 minutes early? Well, if you really want to be somebody here, you need to show up 10 minutes early. But 5 minutes early is not. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, you can't come to a consensus. There's like no consensus. And it's like you're going around in circles. And that is it's so funny to me because it's like that is a real conversation that is happening in restaurants all over the country.
God, and the characters in that movie.
Oh, so
what's
funny.
His name? Gary Coleman.
Oh, Gary Cole.
Gary Cole. Thank
you. Yeah, he plays the boss.
That, I mean, stereotypical.
Yeah, I know.
I've had so many bosses that were like him. You know, just move. I mean, and wearing the same exact suit or shirt and whatever.
Exactly.
Just fantastic. So
I kind of use that line. I've used that line many times where he talks about, when I make a mistake, I have to hear about it 5 times.
Exactly.
But I use it kind of in the context of my house. It's like if I make a mistake, I hear it from you and you and you and you.
Yep. <It's> like, all the time.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, based off that, I just sent my mom. I sent my wife a meme that popped up on my Twitter timeline, and. It was, I mean, it's absolutely perfect, and I know this is exactly how you feel, Tony. It says, when a kid says daddy, I want mommy, that's the kid version of I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
That's right.
That's exactly how it is, guys. Sorry.
That's right. All right, now what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, for part of this bad is I need to apologize to Eitan. But I had inferred that this was not the University of Alabama because I thought it was a different school.
Okay.
But I don't know if you heard this, but the University of Alabama, some of the students there are holding COVID-19 parties.
Somebody in my family, I think it was my daughter, brought this up yesterday.
And not only that, I mean, they're holding COVID-19 parties like, you know, parents back in the day would hold chickenpox parties.
Right.
So you'd expose your kid to chicken pox when they were young. That way they got it and they got the immunity and everything was fine. But not only are they holding COVID-19 parties, they're also placing bets on who will get sick first.
Oh, okay. So you think Susie's going to get the virus first, so you put $50 down that she will.
Yep, and there's probably odds on who will get the virus first. I mean, they're not placing bets. You know, it's not a death pool, so they're not placing bets on who would die first. So just placing bets on the sick. And it just shows that, I mean, yeah, there are people who still are not taking this serious enough.
Well,
that this is something you don't want to have a COVID-19 party.
I keep seeing videos of people who, you look here, sometimes you like if you're, here's what the kind of analogy, it's an off analogy, but you know, when you, if you're afraid of roller coasters, right, but you really want to ride it, but you're afraid of the first drop, right? Sometimes it's just better to go, just get it done.
Right.
I think there are a lot of people who are young who know that the chances of them dying from this are really low.
I mean,
really, almost zero, right? So if you're 22 and you've spent the last 3 months and you're healthy and you're a healthy 22-year-old and you've been hearing for 3 months how this is a death sentence if you get it, and you know that's not the case, but you don't want to get it, but you know eventually you will get it. It's almost better to just, fine, I'll get it, and then I'll get it over with and be done. And I wonder if that's a mentality we have to change as a media, and we have to change it for them. I mean, because they're scared to, they're living their life scared to get it, but they know they won't die from it, so they feel like, let me just get it and be over with.
Right.
Right. Because we've been telling them, don't get it. And they're like, but I can't. It's out there and I'm going to eventually get it.
But see, for me, the dangerous part to that is, are they intelligent enough or responsible enough to quarantine themselves away from everybody else?
Right. That's the problem.
Because I think the scariest part about this disease is not whether or not you're going to get sick and die from it. It's how highly contagious it is.
I agree.
That it just spreads like wildfire.
Because a friend of ours' family got it, and she's young,
Yeah.
And when I talked to her about it, she said it was absolutely horrific. And she was young and healthy.
Yeah.
She said it was awful. It was awful. She said, I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest the whole 2 weeks. And I said, I couldn't do that for one day.
Right.
And you did it for 14 days. You had that feeling. I said, I would lose my mind. So I'm worried about that too. Like when my kids go out and they come home, I'm like, hey, wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands.
You know, but yeah.
Sing your ABCs twice.
So I don't know. Like, I agree with you. I that's a dumb thing to do with this because it's not the same as chicken pox. You know, the chicken pox party, these are totally different things.
I know. I mean, you know, the rises that we're seeing, they're all young people who were out in bars, who were out in restaurants, who were out, you know, going to parties and stuff like that. That's where we're seeing the rise. You know, and yeah, you know what? The death rate is going to continue to go down because these are young, healthy individuals. You might see a few here pop up once in a while. But that's not the concern to me. The concern to me is that, oh, you took that home to your parents. Oh, you took that home you know, to your grandparents.
So quarantine if you get it.
Yeah.
But don't place bets that Mark is going to get it or Joanne's going to get it first. You know, no, that's silly.
And this isn't the same thing as having a chicken pox party.
Yeah,
That was a little bit different. It was a little bit milder back then.
Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Tony, do you miss flying?
Kinda. I'm not a huge flyer, but
okay. But do you miss the whole airport experience?
No,
is really what I'm getting at.
I don't.
Well, then this may not be for you. There is a airport in Taiwan that is recreating the airport experience.
Oh, really? Like check in and everything?
Yes.
Check in with a bag.
You will go through security. They're equivalent to TSA. You'll get your boarding pass. You'll go sit outside the gate. When your number is called, when the plane says it's ready to board, you will board your plane and you will sit down in your seat. The plane just will never take off.
And then what happens? You just stay there for a few minutes and then you get off?
Yeah.
Wow. Are people into this kind of thing?
Apparently. This is around 7,000 people have already applied to take part.
Wow. Do they get these same little muddled intercom thing where like, it's 5:30 Chicago, and you're like, what did you say? Chicago, that's where I'm going. Is that my flight?
I just want to know if, you know, are they doing the traditional thing? Like all of a sudden you're at your gate and it's like, oh, you know, sorry, there's been a gate change and you have to run across the airport to get to your gate in time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but
that would be more fun. That would be a more fun experience.
I mean, when I was younger, my best friend and I in college, we went to go pick up another buddy of ours who was flying into the airport. And this was back, this was pre 9/11 when you can actually go and stand outside the gate.
Yeah, remember those days?
And we had a blast. We got there hours early. We didn't mean to, but the traffic was light. We got to LAX very quickly. And so we just posted up at a bar and just hung out until our friend's plane came, and it was delayed, and the people watching experience was incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've done that before.
Fantastic.
It is pretty amazing.
And
it is really
interesting. The first time we did that, we're like, we got to come back and just do this. I mean, you know, just come and hang out at the airport.
Yeah,
hang
it
out
is.
At an airport
you're
bar.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right. People don't underestimate the people watching aspect of an airport. What you can see. If you really pay attention to people when they're coming and going,
you see everything.
It's fascinating.
You see every emotion possible.
Yep. Absolutely.
At an airport, sitting in an airport bar.
I've seen couples break up.
Yep.
I've seen, you know, I mean, it's crazy what you can see people watching at an airport. It's amazing.
It is the greatest experience that you could have.
Absolutely.
And I mean, unfortunately, that was taken away from us because now if you're doing that, you are eventually getting on an airplane.
That's true. That's true.
But all right, unless you're in Taiwan,
that's true. You can get on the Experience Express in Taiwan.
You do it for a nominal fee and just go through all the hassles of airport travel.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, the Friday before 4th of July weekend on Wake Up Call, ESPN Nation Radio.